Hey, how's it going? You all finished for the day? Cool. Hey, I saw you there on the cross trainer. That was a long session. Nice work. You're new to this gym, right? Oh, cool. Well, nice to meet you. Is this your first session here? Ah, okay. Well, then, welcome. Yeah, I've worked here for about 2 years now. Long enough to know the old faces and recognize the new ones. Yeah, it's a cool place to work. I prefer smaller gyms like this. The big ones can be a little overwhelming, I think. It's just too much going on. This is good. It's nice and relaxed. And there's only like two of us working today, so it's chill. Plus, I like being able to take time out and chat with the members. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a gym though, so lots of hot and sweaty people. Often exhausted and don't always want to chit chat. It's nice when someone interesting comes along and you can talk for a while. Hey, since you're new here, if you want help with your technique on some of the equipment, I'd be happy to show you sometime. I mean, if you don't already know. Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Well, next time you're in here, hit me up. So were you gonna head out into the street like that? All sweaty in the streets? You know, the guy's change room was just refurbished last month. The shower pressure was way better than it used to be. And you know, there's lockers in there if you want to use them. You can rent them by the month too. Yeah, well, I guess maybe you're right. I don't mean to go for the hard sell, but trying to get cute guys into the shower could technically be part of my job. Definitely a part that I wouldn't mind. Sorry, I'm not supposed to flirt with customers. Sorry, I don't mean to make things weird, and I don't want to give you a reason to stop coming. Really? You sure it's okay? Okay, great. So, what made you pick this gym? Huh. Okay. New in town. Oh, well, if you don't know that many people around here, I'd be happy to show you around sometime. Well, I'm not allowed to flirt with customers, but maybe offering my services as a tour guide is allowed. Seriously, though, if you want to jump in the showers, go for it. Don't be shy at all about using the facilities. Oh, okay. I mean, sure, yeah, if you're not actually comfortable using them. Can I ask something? I hope you don't mind. Are you trans? I'm sorry if that's inappropriate to ask. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. The changing rooms could create some complicated feelings. Yeah, well, I could tell that you're trans, although it's only because, I might have spent quite a long time looking at you. Out of professional interest, obviously. I was just monitoring your form. I didn't want you to injure yourself. Yeah, you know, super professional. That's me. Anyway, you're obviously doing a great job with the weights. I can see it in those shoulders. They're a really good size. And your arms right here, like the tricep area. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, being professional. Look, if you do want to get changed and washed up, there's a private staff room where you could freshen up a little, so you wouldn't need to wear your gym clothes out on the street. Would that be helpful at all if you could use it? I would guard the door so you'd have all the privacy you want. Yeah, of course. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable here. If you're uncomfortable, then there's a chance you might stop coming. And I'd prefer that not to happen. I need the eye candy. It makes work so much easier. And most of the guys who come in here aren't... oh god, sorry, just forget I said anything. oh god, okay, I was gonna say, most of the guys who come in here aren't anywhere near as hot as you are. You're not so great with compliments, are you? I'm sorry, am I too direct? I'm sorry if that's the case. Well, I just thought you looked more interesting and more attractive than most of the clients. Just, maybe don't tell them I said that. Yeah, there's lots of good people who come in here. But it's not often that I see someone who looks like, God. You know, I haven't really ever met any trans guys before, so I have no idea if I'm saying the right thing, but, you look different, and I like that about you. No, I don't mean physically, it's not that. I mean, the way you carry yourself. You've got a vibe, you know? Yeah, hot guy vibe, actually. No, I just mean like, well, yeah, hot guy vibe, but also, like, a good energy. Sorry, look, do you want to use the staff change room? Okay, yeah, I'll stop making a fool out of myself, just come with me. No, it's cool, the front desk is being looked after, I think. Oh yeah, Carol's over there, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it, come on. Here. The stupid door doesn't actually have a lock, but I can guard it for you. And look, hey, I just want you to know that I know being trans might make you feel a little self-conscious in a place like this. Not that you would need to feel self-conscious about how you look. at all. But I get it. And if you want to keep training in here, you can use this room to change anytime you like. I'll always look out for you. I've got your back. That nice back of yours. Like, I'm sorry, dude. yeah, no problem. You've got a beautiful smile, you know that? Especially when you get all shy like that. I like it when a man gets all shy, it's cute. Okay, well, look, you can just clean up and get changed if you like. I can wait outside for you to get... Yeah? Okay, sure, yeah, I'll stay and we can talk some more. Yeah, I'd like that. I'll just, you know, face the door and hold it shut to give you some privacy. Yeah, go for it. I've got to be honest, a situation like this isn't something I really have thought about before, but I should really speak to the owner about installing a gender-neutral change room or bathroom or something. Yeah, sure. I mean, I want this place to be welcoming. I want people to feel welcome. I know a lot of people can feel self-conscious in a gym, you know. Anything that makes people feel more comfortable is good, right? So were you a big gym guy before you moved here? Okay, right. Yeah. Yeah. And what brought you to this town anyway? Like, did you move for work or... okay. You moved by yourself, not with a partner? Sorry, am I that transparent? Okay. Yeah, sure. Right. You're done? Okay. Yeah, cool. Well, that was quick. Hey, nice shirt. you all good? Okay, great. Me? No, I don't have a partner. I haven't had a boyfriend for a while. I've not really actually dated that many guys before. So, when a gorgeous man with nice shoulders walks into my workplace and starts making eyes at me while I'm trying to talk about the showers, I kind of feel like it's my lucky day. Yeah, I'm referring to you. You're not one of those guys who's really cute but dumb as a box of hammers, are you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Even though I kind of like guys like that. No, actually, I think I'm the one who might have rocks in his skull. Too much working out, not enough reading. Okay, well, that's very flattering of you. Thanks. Hey, there's something I should say. I'll feel bad if I don't say anything. I would feel like I'm being dishonest with you, and I don't want to get off on the wrong foot like that. When you were getting changed a second ago, I might have looked a little... I'm sorry, I don't have great impulse control, but when I saw you without your shirt on, I just wanted to say, I think that you look really fucking hot. I'm sorry that I broke your trust so quickly like that, but I was curious, and like I said, I've not really known many trans people before. And I saw you, and I would totally take a second look sometime, if you ever want to give me the chance. Because you look really hot. Your time in the gym is really well spent, from what I can see. Yeah, I had a suspicion that was the case as soon as you walked in the front door, actually. It's just that I kind of struggle to avert my eyes when any cute guys are around, and changing rooms have always been kind of a problem for me like that. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I looked when I shouldn't have. And anyway, I think there might be a lot about the trans experience that I don't really understand, but I like you. And if you'd let me buy you a drink tonight, then I'd love to learn more about it. And more about you. Yeah. Yeah, I get that it might be complicated. I get that maybe dating is a bit different for trans guys. I care about all that, but also, I kind of don't really care, in a way, because I just like to get to know you, regardless of all that. It doesn't have to be that complicated. I'm just desperate for a date with a really cute guy. Yes. Yeah, it's been a while. Sorry if I come across as kind of desperate. But like I said, it's not that complicated for me. Whatever is under your shirt or between your legs isn't about to change the fact that I'd really like to hang out with you. Like, as soon as is humanly possible, maybe? Like, after I finish work today? Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I had someone. It gets a little lonely. Yeah, I'd just like to have a boyfriend, I guess. Yeah, like someone who's my bro, who I can just cuddle with and watch movies and play Xbox with. I mean, failing that, I'd be happy to just widen my collection of attractive men that I get to hang out with, so, you know, it would be a win-win for me, regardless. Plus, you're pretty close to my size, so dating you could mean that we get to double our wardrobe. Either way, I might end up dragging you out hiking and running on the weekends, though. Okay, well, that can be negotiable. But I definitely want a man like you in my life. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Maybe seeing you without your shirt on just got me a little flustered. Would it be okay if I kissed you? Yeah. Really? Oh my god, dude. You're so fucking hot. Fuck. Oh my god, your body feels so fucking good. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh god damn. Oh. Oh my god. Yeah, your ass feels really fucking good. Your shoulders feel really fucking good as well. Yeah, I've needed a man for a while. Oh god. Fuck. Kiss me again. Fuck, you're a good kisser. I really like kissing you. Yeah. 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 You know, watching you work out earlier was really hot. I got kind of hard and I had to go and stand behind the counter for a little while. Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's okay, we don't have to rush into things. I know that it might be sensitive for you, and if you don't feel comfortable with things physically yet. But I would like you to know that I'm comfortable with you. And with your body. With your arms, definitely. Yeah, I am. Of course I am. I can handle myself. And I can definitely handle you. Oh god. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Two hot guys just showing each other a little affection. Oh, yeah, I see it in you. It's there in your eyes. Fuck. Oh. That's right. You can manhandle me if you want. Oh. Fuck. Fucking hell. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck, yeah, you feel that? Down there? How does that feel? Yeah, if it's that fucking rock hard right now, I think you can take that as proof that I think you're hot. Oh, God. Fuck, is it okay if I run my hands over your chest like this? If I play with your pecs? Yeah? Fucking hell, I haven't been with a guy in so long. Oh, God. The feeling of two guys all over each other like this is just so fucking good. Especially your hand on my cock like that. Fuck. Why don't you get up against the wall there, huh? Yeah. I want to rub myself against you. Fuck, I'm so into you. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God, I think this bad impulse of mine is flaring up again. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Why don't you put your hands up my gym shorts? Oh, yeah, you feel that? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, I haven't had a hand on my cock in so fucking long. It feels really good. Oh, God. Maybe we should just take these shorts of mine off, huh? How about that? Oh, God. Yeah. You like that cock? Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fucking God. Why don't you work it up and down for me? While I run my hands over your body like this. Fuck. God. Fuck. Yeah, I'll play with my balls while you work my cock up and down. Yeah, that's it, jack me off. Oh, fuck. Jack me off while I play with your body. Fuck. These shoulders of yours, fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. It's okay, no, she's not gonna come in here. It's just us. It's just us. Oh god. Fuck. Oh god, kiss me. Oh god. Fuck. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, that feels really good. That feels really good. God, look at how fucking gorgeous you are. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, I need a boy like you in my life, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, you're really good with your hands, you know that? God, fuck, I want you so fucking bad. You're so fucking cute, really, huh? Fuck, I need this. Oh, God, I fucking need a man like you in my life. Fuck, work that cock, work my cock. Oh, my God, yeah, yeah, oh, my God, fuck. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come, seriously, huh? Fuck. I want to play with your body while you make me come, fuck. Kiss me again. Oh, my God, fuck. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You have no idea how badly I needed that. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I made you get changed into these clothes, and then I got some of my cum all over them. I'm really sorry. You'll forgive me? Thank you. Oh, fuck. Wow. So, drinks tonight? Yeah. Yeah, I know the place. I finish at 6. Okay, yeah, I'll be there then. Why don't you bring a toothbrush and a change of clothes for tomorrow, just in case you need to stay the night? Okay. Okay, great. Fuck. Oh my God, that felt so good. Beautiful boy, fuck, come here. Oh my God. I've been waiting for a man like you to walk in here. Okay, yeah. Come on. I'll show you out. This way.